This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Don't let the futility in your life pull you away from the Lord. Let it bring you to His Son, Jesus Christ. It's been a long time since I've read a story like this by a young lady by the name of Crystal. She's from Hot Springs, Arkansas. She talks about her life as a child, and you talk about desperate situation as a child. It's been a long time since I've read a story like this. My past was so difficult. My life is still difficult. There was a time that our family had no food, no place to live, and all I remember is neglect. Isn't that amazing for a young woman to say, all I remember from my childhood is the word neglect? I can remember when I was little, our family had no electricity, no hot water, or food. One time, we had to go to a laundromat just to fill up 2-liter bottles with water, just so we could have something to drink. Talk about depressing, having to go to a laundromat with your family and fill up empty 2-liter bottles just so you can have water to drink, but that's what Crystal grew up with. I was separated from my mother at a young age and was forced to live with relatives. I'm embarrassed about my past. I don't talk about it then or now. But then she goes on to explain in her relationship with the Lord, this is interesting, how she came to the place that she was never going to fly, using that metaphorically. I'm never going to fly. I'm never going to walk on water. I just need to learn how to walk on this earth. The Lord God Almighty gave her the strength not to fly, not to walk on water, just to walk on earth. There are people here today, it's not a question of you getting your greatest dream fulfilled. It's a question of, can you make it till tomorrow? Isn't it? Not a question of you getting a PhD or winning the lottery or getting the house you've always wanted or getting the job you've always wanted. It's just, can I make it through next Friday? That's what most people have to deal with. I want to share with you that hope, the only hope we have is in Christ. I want you to look at the last chapter of this book, even though we're going to take weeks to look at Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 13th verse. I want to jump to the chase here. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Solomon did not know Christ, but he knew intuitively that the way we were to live then was to fear God and keep His commandments. If that's true, not knowing Christ, how much more true is it? Because we do know the Lord. To fear God means not to cringe in fear. It means to honor Him. It means to recognize His authority. To fear God means to recognize the role He plays in your marriage. You ever think about fearing God, what it means? It means that you recognize you need the Lord in your life to raise your children. That's fearing God. Fearing God means you recognize that you're not going to make it another week financially without Him. That's fearing God. Fearing God is recognizing that if there's any hope for my son, there's any hope for my daughter and her life and what they're dealing with, they're struggling with, it's in the Lord. That's what it means to fear the Lord. And I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ is the one, not the thing, but the one who gives meaning to life. You don't need anything in your life to be happy, but you do need Christ in your life. And you need the forgiveness of Christ, and you need the meaning that the Lord gives to a meaningless existence, and the mundane existence, the repetition existence, repetitive existence of life.
Well, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.